we're performing our Govardhan Parikrama, moving down from the northeast, heading south along the eastern side of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is shaped like a peacock. And if you can picture in your mind a peacock on a branch where the tail of the peacock is moving out and the body of the peacock is in the middle and the narrowing part of the body of the peacock up towards where the head and the mouth of the peacock at the top. That's the shape of Govardhan. The other day we visited Radha Kund and Shama Kund, which are like the two eyes of the peacock. And when we return, we'll see Mukharavind on our way through, the mouth of the peacock. We saw the tongue of Govardhan. Now, moving down the eastern side of Govardhan Hill is where we are now. And towards the middle is where Manasi Ganga is. We'll be visiting Manasi Ganga next. For where we are now is called Shamvan, a forest where Shamasundar would regularly come with his calves and cowherd boys. We saw in Shamvan the footprint of Krishna and the cows melted into the Govardhan Shila. Here at Shamvan, we also have Ratna Kund, and the seating place where Krishna would seat Srimati Radharani and decorate her with jewels. Ratna Singhasana. Radha would sit on this throne. Krishna would decorate Radha with beautiful jewels. We've seen pictures, much like at Ashokvan. So, at each of the other times I've been here, without exception, this is the first visit to Shamvan that I have not seen wild cows. They're locally called Nilagai. They're shaped more like deer than they are like cows. And they're very tall. They're taller than deer and taller than cows. And they're very shy. They stand and stare and look at you. As you stand and stare and look at them, what kind of creature is this? And they're thinking, who is this? 3, 4, 5 of them, they all travel together. And one of them gets spooked and they don't jump like deer, they move like cows. It's a species of cows that are unique here to Vrindavan. Maybe if we speak about them, they'll come. But off in the forested area, because on the other side is very peaceful, and they are sometimes seen on the side of Govardhan Hill. But you don't see them other places besides here in Govardhan. Blackish in color, very tall, heads more shaped like a deer, but their bodies are the bodies of cows. Nilagai. Here at Shamvan, a pastime took place where Radha and the gopis were enjoying pastimes in the evening with Krishna and Balaram. They were performing dancing pastimes, not exactly Rasa Leela, but like Rasa Leela, right here in the Shamvan area, where one demon named Shankachuda came. The story of Shankachuda was he was a very, very powerful Kshatriya. So powerful that he felt he could challenge Kamsa. So he went to Mathura and challenged Kamsa to fight. At the end of 28 days of fighting between Shankachuda and Kamsa, it was a draw. Neither side was winning. Well, in the evening, Gargamuni approached Shankachuda and said, approached Kamsa and said, this is not going to be victorious for either of you because you are equal. My suggestion is that you join forces against a common enemy. At least that way you can have a truce. Instead of fighting against one another, you could fight against a common enemy. So guess who the common enemy he suggested was? Krishna! So they made a truce of their fighting and accepted Krishna as their common enemy. But Shankachuda was extremely proud because not only he had great strength, he had great beauty, and he had great wealth. And the pinnacle of his wealth was a very beautiful, effulgent jewel that he kept on a turban in the middle of his head. So one evening, from Mathura, he came looking for Krishna. But when he saw Krishna enjoying with Balaram and all the gopis here in Shamvan, he thought, as an opulent, proud person naturally thinks, that these girls are so beautiful. I've never seen such beautiful women in all of my life. They should be enjoyed by me. With just a total disregard for Krishna, he physically grabbed hold of the arms of the gopis and began pulling and dragging them in the direction of Suryakund. We didn't, because it was still dark out, we didn't stop and point out where Suryakund is. But Suryakund is on the road, on the way from the Delhi-Agra road we turned off on to come to Govardhan. On the way, on the right-hand side coming, or the left-hand side going, is Suryakund. And as Dinabandhu mentioned yesterday, Surya was the worshipable deity of Srimati Radharani. So regularly, Radha would go to Suryakund. We'll tell some more while sitting here about Suryakund and its relationship with Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So he started heading in that direction, holding onto the arms of the gopis, dragging them to come and enjoy with him. So what did the gopis do in this difficult circumstance? O Rama, O Krishna, please rescue us from the clutches of this terrible person. You are the supreme powerful. Please do something. Balaram and Krishna immediately jumped and started charging at Shankachuda. just having Krishna come in hot pursuit of Shankachuda, he understood, I'm outmatched. I'm in big trouble. He let go of the gopis and he ran for his life. Of course, guess who's faster at running? Shankachuda or Krishna? So Krishna said to Balaram, you stay here with the gopis and protect them. I want to take care of Shankachuda myself. So Balaram stayed. Krishna pursued Shankachuda, and in the area of Suryakund, Krishna caught Shankachuda, and just like he destroyed Kamsa with one blow, one smash into the head of Shankachuda, and he was gone. Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Kamsa, who was so powerful that he was able to, with his physical strength, dominate every other person on this planet, was unable to defeat Shankachuda, and with one punch of his transcendental fist, Shankachuda was finished. So immediately Krishna went to the dead body of Shankachuda and relieved Shankachuda of that very valuable jewel for which he was very proud. And Krishna brought the jewel back here to Shamvan and presented it as a gift to Balaram. This pastime is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, and the place where this pastime took place is right here in Shamvan. In this pastime, we can learn some important lessons. The important lesson, one of these important lessons, is the result of having great opulence. We know this from Queen Kunti's teachings, and Shankachuda, among others, epitomizes this to a superlative degree. Where there is opulence due to one's past pious activities, Janma, Aishvarya, Shruta, and Shri, good birth, material wealth, good education, and beauty, one becomes proud of those things. Pious activities, if not purified by devotional service, can actually enhance one's hard-heartedness and pride. There is this common saying, pride goeth before the fall. Before someone falls from a high position, there's some pride in the heart at whatever that attainment is that one considers to be their high position. So, Krishna is very kind. He likes to relieve others of their pride. Certainly in the hearts of Krishna's devotees, as he did in the whole Govardhan Leela, of removing pride from the heart of Indra. Krishna doesn't like to see pride in the heart of his devotee. But Krishna will also remove pride in the heart of even Shankachuda. Now, what to do? The instruction is to be impious. My dear devotees, you should do all impious activities. Because by impious activities, you won't have any material opulences, so you won't have any pride. That's not the instruction. But then what about the other side? If we are to engage in theistic conduct or proper duties, opulences will come. Now what to do with those opulences? And the answer is embedded right within the pastime itself. What to do with opulences? Present them to Balaram. Balaram is the original spiritual master, according to our scriptures. Chaitanya Charitamrita elaborately discusses this by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. The position of spiritual master is to remove from the heart of the devotee such obstacles as pride, anger, greed, jealousy, madness, and illusion. And pride, when the object of pride is removed, then pride is removed. So the object of pride for Shankarachuda was his jewel. So the jewel was given by Krishna to Balaram. By giving to the representatives of Krishna, automatically pride is relieved from one's heart. It's a requirement for spiritual progress, for those who are on the path of spiritual progress, to offer charity. Charity in the mode of goodness is to give charity to the proper persons. So, certainly the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, as taught by Krishna's Govardhan Puja, and the cows are appropriate objects of our charity. And when making offerings to the great Vaishnavas, then one can understand immediately those offerings will be used in Krishna's service. So this wonderful pastime took place right here in Shamvan. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written one small description of another very nice pastime that took place here in Shamvan. The description is that Radha and Krishna were together in Shamvan. And Krishna told Radha that I've learned a very special mantra and I'd like to test out the effects of this special mantra. So the special mantra allowed him to decorate Srimati Radharani to look exactly like Krishna. With kajal, he covered the face of Radha's golden complexion to be blackish just like Shyam. And he even dressed Radha in garments just like his own. And when he sat Radha on a throne, Radha looked just like Krishna. Then, for fun, Krishna called the gopis to come and see what fun they could have. So when the gopis came here to Shamvan, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's description, that the gopis couldn't tell who was Krishna and who was Radha. So Krishna spoke in Radha's exact voice and said, this is the effect of a special mantra that was given to Krishna. He's transformed me into a form just like his. And Lalita spoke to Krishna, who was speaking like he was Radha. My dear Radha, why has Krishna done like this? Why has Krishna changed you into a form just like his own? So that he can enjoy his transcendental pastimes. But there's a very special reason, and I cannot tell you in public, I'm too embarrassed. But I can tell you in private. And each one of the gopis, they also wanted to know, and Krishna said, very well, but I can't tell you in public. I have to tell you in private. Come with me to the special grove, and I will tell you. And one by one, the gopis went, and Krishna disclosed that it was his sacred mantra was to allow the desire of Radha to see that the gopis could enjoy with Krishna also, and Krishna fulfilled their desire. And Radha, seated on the throne, knowingly was observing all of this fun of Krishna fulfilling the desires of each of the gopis by fulfilling her desire to see that they would also enjoy with Krishna. Observing this fun, Radha was very pleased. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur described that this pastime took place in Shamvan. We're going to go outside the gate and head this direction, and we'll find Gwal Pukar. Gwal is a corruption of Gowala, the protectors of cows or the merchants of cows. Gwal Pukar, a place where the cowherd boys would come and take their bath and enjoy pastimes together, having their lunch and so forth. It's a cowherd boy stan, Gwal Pukar. One time, when the cowherd boys were seated having their lunch together, Krishna caught Madhumangal's eye. And just with his eye, he indicated to Madhumangal, "I have some fun I'd like to do. Come with me." So, without the other cowherd boys even noticing, Krishna and Madhumangal left Gwalpukar and went to Suryakund, knowing it's just at this time of the day when Radha has gone to worship the sun god. This pastime is elaborately described by our acharyas, so I'll just give a short version. Krishna disguised himself as a young Brahmin, darkish in complexion, and Madhumangal was his assistant Brahmin to perform the puja of Surya. And after many humorous exchanges with Jatila and Katila, they indicated that as they came, Jatila and Katila wanted these brahmanas to assist Srimati Radharani in performing her puja. And Madhumangal said, "This Brahmin friend of mine, he cannot engage in any puja for a woman. He's very strict brahmachari." But so much persuasion, and finally the puja was done, and very ample reward was given for their puja, a big bag of Manohar Ladus, entrusted with Madhumangal. So Madhumangal, as we heard at Krishnakund, at Varsana, he's very fond of ladus. So he was very possessive that he wanted to enjoy these ladus, and when he came back to Gwalpukar, Balaram noticed there's an extra bulge around Madhumangal's belly and pointed to the bulge. Balaram said, "Hey, Madhu, what is that you have there?" Madhumangal looked Balaram straight in the eye and said, "Oh, nothing." And Balaram then turned to two of the cowherd boys and gestured. So two cowherd boys went behind Madhumangal and captured both of his arms. Two other cowherd boys came from behind and put their hands over Madhumangal's eyes, and two other cowherd boys snatched the ladus from his hand, and they began distributing the ladus with one another, very loudly proclaiming, "Oh, these are the best ladus I have ever eaten. These ladus are simply wonderful. Oh, Balaram, thank you so kindly for providing us with these wonderful laddus. And Madhu Mangal was crying. These laddus were given to me. You have stolen the property of a Brahmin. Do you know what sinful reaction will come to you for stealing the property of a Brahmin? The cowherd boys just laughed and laughed and enjoyed the laddus even more loudly, talking with one another. Finally, Madhu Mangal just lost his patience and said, I'm leaving here at once and I'm going to go tell your mothers what a terrible activity you have all performed. Crying and crying, and the cowherd boys just laughed and laughed and pulled his sika and poked his belly and continued eating the laddus. Crying, Madhu Mangal left the place, heading for the homes of the cowherd boys. And Krishna intercepted him and calmed Madhu Mangal down, saying, these are just cowherd boys. They're just simple boys. They're only having fun. I'm sure they'll gladly give you some laddus, what's left. So, because of the affectionate words of Krishna, Madhu Mangal was pacified. When he came back, the bag that was left had some crumbs. They fed the crumbs to Madhu Mangal, and he appreciated the loving exchange that had just taken place and became very happy. So this pastime took place at Gwalpukar. We're going to go there now, take darshan. Now these places, just like the place where the footprint of Krishna and the cow are shown, years ago, it was just a place off into the forest. Now there's a little shrine. In Gwalpokar, the place was totally debilitated, just like really, really, really run down. And some ISKCON devotees have taken it upon themselves to fix it up very nicely, so at least the visual part is presentable. The kund, the water in the kund, can be maintained better than it is, at least last time I was here. But over a period of time, the maintenance of these places of Krishna's pastimes is becoming more nice. The TV and blaring videos that we saw, we began our parikrama, that's not very nice. The attention that's coming to Govardhan Hill is increasing and increasing. And it's very important for the followers of Srila Prabhupada to try our very, very best to maintain standards of purity. Purity in our personal lives, purity in our conduct while we're performing parikrama, and in our representing the message of pure devotion when we're outside of the holy dham. As Kali Yuga progresses, things may appear to be in certain ways nicer, but in other ways also very degraded. So purity is something that we must want to achieve. And by coming here to Govardhan, taking parikrama of Govardhan, I'm sure, like myself, you all are praying very intently that the purification that we want to achieve can enter into our hearts, the Shankha Chuda-like tendencies for pride can be uprooted by Krishna's kindness, the opulences, whatever it is that we may have, decorations from Krishna, gifts from Krishna, can be offered to Krishna in service to him with a purified heart. It's both the condition internal and the practical activities that we render in devotional service. So let us continue on our parikrama, praying in this way with each of our steps. The next place that we're going to be approaching is Manasi Ganga. You will notice just over here, behind where we're sitting. Govardhan is just now giving us his darshan, because back in Kusum Sarovar, we didn't see Shalagram Shilas. Govardhan is just beginning to come above the surface of the ground. And as we proceed, becomes a little taller and little taller and little taller. There are markings on these shilas where worship has been going on by local people for hundreds and thousands of years. Let us all appreciate that sincere devotion that the local Vrijvasis have for Govardhan, and certainly especially the devotion that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when similarly, just as we're passing, when he saw Govardhan Shila, just as in this area, he immediately went to embrace the Shila of Govardhan, feeling, this is Krishna. Again, to reinforce, as we enter into a temple room, and it's not just in our religion, any religion, you go to the place of worship, you go into the church or the mosque or the synagogue or the temple. It's a different mood than just going about here and there. So here we are. Krishna is showing himself to us for the next several hours as we circumambulate Govardhan Hill. So let us be in this prayerful mood to receive Krishna's mercy in this most merciful form of Giri Govardhan. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Yeah.